The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, text number 32, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 10th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: O my Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, after annihilation, the creative energy is kept in Yourself. But the energy being put within Yourself, it appears that You are sleeping with half-closed eyes. Actually, there is no sleeping like an ordinary human being. You are always in the transcendental stage beyond the creation of this material world, and You always feel in transcendental bliss. In this way, You, Karana Dakshai Vishnu, remain in Your transcendental status. But although it appears that Karana Dakshai Vishnu is sleeping, It is not that sleeping distinct from sleeping in ignorance.
Masti Dhamatmani Jagat Gulayam Masti Sisi Atmana Nijasukhanu Bhavo Niriha Jogi Namilita Drikhat Manikita Nidra Surje sita natutamo na gunang sudunke. This is the position, transcendental, how we use this word, transcendental. That is explained here. What is transcendental? Surya. Surya. Fourth dimension. Here, in this material world, there are three dimensions: length, breadth, and height. Spiritual world, beyond that. Not within the measurement of length, breadth, and height. That is called Surya. So, we have already discussed that without spiritual touch, there is no material creation. That is not possible. So modern scientists, they are missing this point. All big scientists. It is very simple thing, but they cannot understand. Maya aparita jnana. Although they are advertised to be very advanced in knowledge, but actually they have no knowledge. Maya aparita jnana. They cannot find out that within the matter there must be spirit. Otherwise, there is no creation. There must be. We have used this example often, that matter, a dead child means matter. This body is lump of matter, but on account of presence of the spirit, so we have got working arrangement of this body. There is hand, there is leg, there is head, there is ear. Everything is being utilized. But when the spirit soul is not there, what is the value of this head, leg, or hand? Anyone can see to it. So the same principle is applicable to the whole cosmic world. That even within the ant, the same principle, within Brahma, the same principle, and within the gigantic universe, the same principle. Without the spirit, so there is no question of creation. Creation, maintenance, and destruction. Three things are going on account of presence of the Supreme Soul. Therefore, the three principal deities, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, are there. Gunavata, he is not within the guna. Therefore, he expands himself as Gunavata. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. But he is Turiya of the guna. Just like if you enter into the fire, we'll be burned. But sometimes the fire may get mad, they enter into the fire, they have got so contradictory dress that they can enter into the fire. Similarly, Maya is very strong, but Krishna, the Lord, when He comes within this material world, yuge yuge sambhavami atmamaya, He comes in His own original turiya status. He does not become affected gunamsa junkhe. He is not affected. This is the position of Krishna. He is always transcendental. Name karma phalispriha, namangalimpanti karma, karmani. Namam karmani limpanti, name karma phalispriha. This is position. We are here under the pressure of form of form, by the result of our past lives, creative activities, we have got this body, material body. That is also not our real body. That is the body of the prison house, just like when a criminal is put into the prison house, he is given a different dress. In a hospital, in prison house, when a man is there, his original dress is taken. It is kept. When he is released from the hospital or jail, the same dress is again returned. Otherwise, his present dress is taken and a separate dress is given. Similarly, we have got our spiritual body. Not that we are zero, as the Mayavadi thinks. We are not zero. We have got our spiritual body, but very, very small. Very small. Then measurement is given. 1/10,000 part of the pea would be here. Very minute. Anoraniyana mahato mahiya. The Supreme Lord, the great, God is great. He is greater than the greatest. And He is smaller than the smallest. He is, the living entity is even smaller than the atom. But it has got a body. It is not that without body. We cannot imagine. Just like sometimes we see at night some microbes, and very small, almost like fools. But it is moving very nicely here and there. So the same physiological construction, anatomy is there. Everything is there. So this is God's creation. Anoraniyana mahato mahiya. It can also fly. We can manufacture a flying machine, 747. But we cannot manufacture a flying machine like that microbing ant. That is not possible. So, this is God's creation. Everything wonderful. But still, He is above Surya. He is not within these creatures. He is creating, but he is not in this. Etat isaram isasya. This is called godly power. He is within everything and he is without still. That is understood here. Nasti ramatmani jagat vilayam madhe amubadhe jakkarana nabajali bhajati smajuga nidra mananta. He appears to be sleeping anantakal. Again, Chetan, creation and annihilation is going on. Jasaikanishasidakalamathavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahanisaya jasaka. This creation and annihilation is going on continually. And what is the time difference? Nishasidakala. Just like we exhale and inhale. The second, similarly, this creation and annihilation is a second for Mahavishnu. So, millions and millions of years stays, everything is created and it stays for some time. Srishti sthiti plus three stages. So, between the Srishti, creation, and pralaya, annihilation, there is one period which is called sthiti. That sthiti means the life of Brahma. When the life of Brahma is finished, then there is no more sthiti. It is now annihilation. Now you can calculate what is the life of Brahma. Sahasra yuga paryantam arahat yad brahmano vidu. Our 1,000 years and multiplied by the years of yuga. The yuga year means 4,300,000 of years and multiplied by 1,000. That period is Brahma's 12 hours day. Now you can imagine it is beyond your mathematical calculation. But still there is calculation in this shastra, and that is such 100 years is the duration of sthiti. But that sthiti before Karuna Narayana Vishnu is the moment. It's like we exhale and inhale. Sisti sthiti. Jasaika nishasita kalamathavala. They take only that much time which is between exhaling and inhaling. That Mahavishnu has placed himself in this material energy, mahatattva, by his nishas, by his inhaling and exhaling, the material energy is agitated, then the three gunas are there, then by interaction, counteraction, the whole creation takes place. Nasi ramatmani jagat vilayamu madde sese. Sese, lying down on the sesamutri, atmana, nija sukhanu bhavane, he is not obliged. As we are placed in some certain condition of life, being obliged, karmana daivana trena, I have got this body, you have got this body, it is not sukhanubhava. Here it is said that jat at nija sukhanubhava. This is called pastime. He is not obliged, but he takes pleasure. That's like sometimes we take pleasure in the swimming pool, lie down and closing our eyes, the expert swimmer, they are lying down. Why it is not possible for the Supreme Lord? What is it? We can feel. Sukhanubhava. We take that pastime for pleasure. For pleasure, lying down on the water, closing eyes. So, when we speak this Garbhodu Sai Vishnu lying down in the causal ocean, these rascals, fools, they sometimes criticize. How is one? How it is not possible? If an ordinary man can take pleasure lying down on the water, closing and lying for hours, we have seen it. So what is the difficulty for the Supreme Lord? You have got this tendency to lie down on water, hop on the water and close your eyes. So where your tendency has come? Your tendency has come because the same tendency is there in the Supreme Law. This is the explanation. Yato bha imani bhutani jayanti janmadrasya jataha. This is the Vedic. Everything, whatever you see, that is there in the Supreme Being. Why we make love affairs with young girls or young boys? Because the same propensity is there. Lakhi sahasra sata samramasi pamanam. Krishna is enjoying in the Goloka Vrindavan with so many young girls. That tendency to enjoy the company of young girls or young boys is there. Otherwise, where from it has come? That is the explanation. Everything, whatever you see, everything, janmadrasya jata, that is there. So this sleeping of Karnanam Sai Vishnu is not extraordinary. We can, if we study our inclination, our sense of pleasure, if we simply study ourselves, you'll find that the Supreme Lord possessing the same thing but interior, without any touch of Maya or without any touch of the three gunas. Then you can understand what is God. God means, because we are part and parcel of God, so you study yourself, you'll find the same quality. Just like a small drop of seawater, you analyze it, what chemicals are there, the same chemicals are in the ocean. The difference is quantity. Quality the same. That is called achinta bheda bhetta. We are qualitatively one with God, not quantitative. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think we are also quantitatively the same. That is mistake. That is not possible. Otherwise, why it is said, sthito natu tama na gunansi junke. This is so big that he is above these qualities. It's like we become infected in a filthy place, but the sun does not become infected. It rather sterilizes that infected place. So we should not compare with God that I am equal. No, that is not possible. The sun, when it absorbs water from the urinal, he is not infected. He makes that urinal sterilize. Similarly, if sometimes we see some behavior of the Supreme Lord which appears from our social point of view as not permitted, but he can do anything. That is the meaning of all power. But he is not affected. He is not affected. Apapa vidham, apapa vidham in the Upanishad Vishnu, that sinful activities, he cannot do anything which is sinful. God is always good. But to our calculation, limited calculation, if we see that he is committing something sinful, It is not sinful. It is sterilizing. The same example. Tidya sangana dosaya. Even by chanting His holy name, we become sinless. How God can become sinful? It is not possible. This is common sense. By chanting His holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, so we become purified. How Krishna can be impure? It is not possible. Pavittam paramam bhava. Try to understand Krishna. Here is explanation. That sito nasurutamana gunam sujunke. This is Krishna. This is Vishnu, Krishna. Never think there are some party. They say, we worship Krishna, Bala Krishna, boy Krishna. Sometimes they give reason that why not, grown-up Krishna. They say the grown-up Krishna was polluted by Rasa-lila. Just see before. That is not. Krishna is always Krishna. This is foolish conclusion that child Krishna is pure than young Krishna. This is wrong conception. Krishna is just like Krishna when was 3 months old, he could kill a big gigantic witch, that Putana. Can a 3 months old child can kill such a big? No, Krishna is all over. Either he appears in 3 months or 300 years or 3,000 years, he is the same. Adyaite achyute anadi anantarupam adyang purana purusam navaju. This is Krishna. So, by studying Krishna, you become liberated. So these verses should be studied very carefully, understanding each word very carefully. Then you will understand Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami has said, Siddhanta boliya chitta nakara alor. Yaha haite Krishna lage sudhira mano. Siddhanta. What is Krishna? If you study from this shastra, then Siddhanta miliya chitna. Don't be lazy in understanding Krishna. Because if you try to understand Krishna, sadhu shastra guru bhakta, tinete koriyaka, by through the sadhu, shastra and guru, then you understand Krishna, what He is. Then you will not take Him as ordinary human being, as foolish person take Him. Abhijananti mana murha, manasim tanumas. Murha is the last test. They think Krishna as one of us. Then you will not be a murha. You will be intelligent. And what is the effect? The Krishna says personally, janma karma sudhivam mim jujanati. If you understand Krishna perfectly well, of course we cannot know Krishna perfectly. He is so big and you are so small that it is impossible. That is not possible. But you can understand Krishna as much as He explains Himself in the Bhagavad Gita. That much will help you. You cannot understand Krishna. It is not possible. Krishna cannot understand Himself. Therefore He came as Chaitanya, to understand Him. So it is not possible to understand Krishna. But Krishna is giving about knowledge about Himself as far as we can understand. That is Bhagavad. So at least you try to understand Krishna as per instruction in the Bhagavad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Jare dakho tare kaha Krishna bhakti. The human life is meant for understanding Krishna. There is no other business. If you simply stick to this business, your life is successful. Our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for that purpose. We are opening so many centers so that the people of the world may take advantage of this opportunity and understand Krishna and make his life successful. Thank you.